Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You know what it is, Dirty Silo. We got an ill interview coming up in a couple of minutes. So hit that number. 515-605-9845. Let's go. I'm going to play a song, and we'll get into the interview soon. Let's go. Yeah.
Butcher coming, nigga. Yeah, I'm a Christian Dior shirt rocker, two Glock wearer, only rapper that would have thrived in a Tupac era. I'm talking 98 drug money shoebox era. I prove my point once and every take the proof got clearer. Y'all niggas make threats, we pay killers and take bets. Fuck with us to end up bad like dope, you can't stretch. 20 something years in and ain't make a mistake yet. If you ain't spend a half an M, ain't no way to relate yet. Mob ties, I prick your finger before I connect you. I know some niggas that rather kill you before they respect you. Then fuck rap me and my niggas, so boy it's perfect. They say it's time to eat again on this oyster perpetual. Scars on my body still, they think I signed a Illuminati deal. Cause this paper talking to me like it's Johnny Gill. I push weight like I body build. I let the bitch slide, her attitude fake but her body real. I'm on point when my enemy's not. I shoot with nobody round me like a penalty shot. When niggas traps was warming up, mines was literally hot. The promoting I did, pirates should be giving me pots. That's how you handle business. Now my name in the Guinness records, next to ballers and retired drug dealers. Side note, I'm the realest. Signing off, Mr. Bennett. This money ain't changed shit. I'm gangster from start to finish. Let's go.
It's blood on the money, blood on my hands. It's blood on the money, blood on my hands. It's blood on the money, blood on my hands. It's blood on the money, blood on my hands.
Triple black tents on the caddy. What you know about being out in the valley, the plug action for an addy. I broke bread in the middle of war, y'all took breaks. For a bid and a couple shootouts, I look great. I ain't with no rap beat, it's F's on my rap sheet. At 18, I had a trap bumping like acne. Niggas want the formula, Griselda is the factory. You need $1 million and an army tank just to match me. Dior, my new habit, lawyers and suit jackets. I'm eating with a lot on my plate so I chew faster. I'm an old hustler but I'm rich as these new rappers. I'm the butcher so these new ratchets like two hatchets. You got rumors on your name, I got shooters in my gang. I was a mover of the cane, you know, pursuing to the fame. Y'all comparing me to niggas, that's abusive to my name. I sold the dope to them, then I watched them shoot it in their veins. With my real niggas, this would be a live mean. I need a spread of Don Diva like I'm Sly Green. I need a long run in Vegas like I'm Don King. Until then, I'ma follow these Bentley high beams. The butcher coming, nigga.
Yeah, you know what we do, man. This is Dirty Silo, Shut Him Down Radio at Shut Him Down Radio on Instagram. You know what we do. Real talk. Yeah, we got an ill interview. It's coming shortly. I'm going to play another song, so let's get it. All right. Let's get into this track right here. This is Candace. And this is Lit. Let's go.
Time I come through, get a hater sick. I hit my cousin on the cell, I got a hit. Since I've been 30-30, I've been on my tip. So anybody in my way is getting hit. Don't say too much, I keep a step and never trip. Just for the watchers of the thorn that's throwing bricks. Talking these hoes, they tryna sick my shit. Well, cause we celebrating, team up in a bit. Bit, bit, win a circle. You a baby, huh? Oh, I'm finna perp you. You a sweat, you can't fit up in my inner circle. Just 20 checks, back to back. Oh, I'm finna work you. Work, work, watch mommy get it. If you ain't talking money, puppy, I ain't tryna hear it. I ain't gon' lie, kids and not, like my dick is gritty. They say I touch it, drip, in the street like you beer. Know when I'm in town, one for the pick, turn around. They didn't like it, they love it now. Cause I come through and shut it down. You know it's lit when I'm in town. Hope for the pick, turn around. They didn't like it, they love it now. Cause I come through and shut it down. I shut it down. If you ain't taking care of home, then you're a clown. They tell me, Candace, you're a star, I like your sound. But you too conscious, baby girl, just dumb it down. Just for the underdog, the underground. My knockout bitches, they could go with you never get the crown. This is a stick up, nigga, please don't make a sound. Oh, hold up, what a beat go. This is easy money, lightweight, free throw. Only with a money hit, the only place that she call. Hannah call, pick up, but a nigga gotta eat, bro. Work, work, watch mommy get it. If you ain't fucking money, puppy, I ain't tryna hear it. I ain't gon' lie, kids are not like my ass is gritty. They say I got that drip, and it's sweet like you. For the pick, turn around. They didn't like it, they love it now. Cause I come through and shut it down. You know it's lit when I'm in town. Hope for the pick, turn around. They didn't like it, they love it now. Cause I come through and shut it down.
Let's get it. We got a caller, 757. You on the air with Shut 'Em Down Radio.
Okay, we got a 757 in the building. Y'all already know who it is. It's your girl, Amy Purple Rain.
Yeah, Amy Purple Rain, lyricist, got bars, and can sing. So how you doing today?
I am doing well. I'm excited to be on this radio show. I'm excited to talk with you guys. I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I like to hear. Now, Amy Purple Rain, how did you get that name?
That's so funny you ask. Everybody asked. So my government name is Amy Rainey, R-A-I-N-E-Y. I like this rain outside.
Okay.
My favorite color is purple. So since I was about 4 or 5 years old, they always call me Purple Rain because of my last name. So it just stuck. It's a childhood.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Now, you got a lot of accolades. You know what I'm saying? You've been in a lot of publications, all hip-hop. Hype Magazine, The Source Magazine. This is 50. Mm-hmm. Now, how did you start your career? As far as, you know, I know you come from Norfolk, Virginia. Then you made the transition to Texas. So how did you, you know, embark on your career?
Okay, well, I started on my career. I started with battle rap in 2012 as far as the rap goes. I was affiliated with Queen of the Ring with Baz Bunny from Making a Band. She had an all-female rap battle league. I was Purple Rain at the time with them as well. So that's how I started actually with my rap. My singing, I've been singing since I was about 9 or 10 years old. Of course, most people like me started in the church. You know, I was singing in the church and things like
right.
that. I wrote a lot of poetry, and my poetry turned into raps. You know, I'm an 80s
nice.
Baby growing up in the East Coast, very East Coast affiliated. So rap culture was very prominent, you know, in the East Coast. I grew up with the Lil' Kims and the Puff Daddies and the Lil' C's
right.
and all that. So, you know, rapping was something everybody was trying to do. It was like a sport. It was like basketball. So, like, if you're on the corner, you rapping, you just, it's poetry and with music. So, you know, East Coast influenced me a lot in the music. But I started really in 2006 with battle rap.
Right. Yeah, that's what's up. So now you say you was with, I'm familiar with the Queen of the Ring. Shout out to Babs. Now,
oh, I love that so much.
Yeah, facts. Now, I know they got a podcast, I think it's Bacon, Egg, and Cheese. Shout out to Lady Luck, too. So, with the battle ring, right? Now, how did you feel battling, you know, females? But did you ever battle any male artists?
No, I never battled any males. I actually only did two battles in my battle rap career because unforeseen circumstances. You know, when I first started, that's when it was really just getting started with the female. So a lot of stuff was not as organized as it is now. So a lot of times you weren't really battling for money, you were battling for the love of it. So a lot of times the females wouldn't show up, or the footage wasn't as good as it could be. And things like that, you travel, you come out, and then they don't show, so you kind of, like, waste your money, waste your time. So it got kind of frustrating, so I kind of backed away from it just because of that aspect. But I love the battle rap culture. I just was at an event with Remy Ma and Papoose. They had something in, I think, July in New York. I was
That's what's up. You said something that was real. You said, like, when it first started with the female rappers, you see where it's at now. You know, a lot of syndications is back in the battle raps and stuff like that. But, you know, you seasoned. You know what I'm saying? I could tell in your music, and you could sing too. But what is your forte? Like, what do you like most? Do you like singing or rapping, or you just use both?
I'm not going to lie. A lot of people don't believe me, but I like both. I like both. It depends on my mood. Like, singing for me is very therapeutic, though. Like, singing, most of the time I sing, I'm about love, things I've been through that have hurt me, and singing helps me feel better. Now, I take on a different ego with rap. Rap, I step into kind of my alter ego self, Purple Rain, and I can't take on, like, that boss-type energy, that no-nonsense, that leader, that East Coast, that urban, that kind of, like, you know, in-your-face type of thing. So it's, like, just two different sides of me. So I like them both, and a lot of my songs, I actually do both. You know, I try to go with both. Missy Elliott.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, Missy Elliott, exactly. Like, you multifaceted. Now, growing up, who did you like? Like, who inspired you to, you know, start your career?
When I was younger, I think like 9 or 10 years old, I was more into R&B and what my uncle and aunt was listening to, so they raised me. So they were listening to Barry White, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston. So we was more into the R&B sense. As I got a little bit older, I got into Monica and Brand, more urban R&B, not so much pop R&B. And then as I moved into middle school, I was on Lil' Kim hard, heavy. Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Eve, I think, was just trying to come through then. You know, all the female rappers that were out at the time. And I love Lady Luck, Missy Elliott, of course. I'm from the 757. Missy Elliott, I can't never forget her. She, like, broke the wave and did something totally different with the music industry. You know, it's like they don't even give her props, she means. But, like, I rock it a lot. I think New Wave, I like Cardi and Megan. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, like, nowadays, you know, I call it kiwi juice, you know what I mean? Like, you know, people don't have bars, but definitely you got bars, you know what I mean? And I like the aggressiveness, you know what I'm saying? And, like, the transparency. Do you think people are lacking that nowadays as far as, you know, that artistry?
You know, the females is doing their thing in the mainstream industry. Like, I can't say anything negative about any female that's out here getting it. I don't care if I agree with what they're saying or not. Like, if they out there getting it, they fine, they making their money, they are balls, and I respect them. I salute them. I will never speak down on any female doing what I'm trying to do. We might be speaking on different things. We might talk about different things. But I feel like every female out now that's a rapper, they have a certain type of aggression to them that's needed in the culture. You know, a lot of people don't understand. Rap is not for the soft-hearted. So I tell people all the time, they want to say, oh, they need to stop rapping about this rapper. I said, do you understand what rap really truly is? It's our culture. You can't take away the pain and our culture from us. So rap is just us, you know, expressing ourselves in a melodic type of way, getting that boss energy off, getting that aggression off, getting our childhood off. So, like, rap is always going to have some aggressive type nature to it. So that's just the way the genre is. So some people understand it, some people don't. I understand it.
Facts. Now, I agree with you. That was well said. Now, how do you feel about radio personalities, per se, and how they perceive you?
I have not had any issues with any radio personalities. DJs and radio personalities have shown me a lot of love. I've done some things with 97.9 The Box, with Jazz the Juice. I've done ABN The Personality. She's in Nashville, Tennessee, and they've done and shared and did some promo for me. I've spoken with you guys. I've done a lot of different podcasts, and I have nothing but love for people that have love for me. So, like, they actually opened up the door for me to get used to speaking, you know, getting used to the questions.
Right.
So I have nothing but respect and love for radio personalities.
That's what's up. Now, let's get into the crazy question. So, it's an artist, right? And I call it kiwi juice. They don't got no bars, but they got a bag. would you do the feature, or would you decline it?
You know what? It's situational, because sometimes if I feel like they got a good image, if they're humble, if they have a good heart in it, and they're really trying to get it, like, we would just have to come up with something together. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, we would have to just write something together. Now, if they just, like, basura, like, trash, like they can't even have a cadence. I can't do that, because a certain image I am trying to uphold. You know, so there's certain things I will deny features for if they've done a lot of things that a lot of people don't like, or if they have a negative stance on themselves and a lot of people don't rock with them, I won't really try to affiliate with that.
Real talk.
You are who
Real
you
talk.
Surround yourself with. You are who you with. I don't. Money don't make me. Don't move me. So it's more about the sport of the music and the heart behind the music.
I feel you. Got to have some integrity. Now, what's your favorite song you recorded and why?
Oh man, I think I have two actually. My most recent one, because they're total opposite. My favorite is "Falling for You." It's my first song I produced and wrote last year, and it Billboard charted. And it was a song it's the first song I ever really like sat down and wrote before I started writing all the rest of my stuff. So I wrote this song. I was dealing with a nasty divorce from my husband. I was going through a lot of different transitions at the time, and I just put it all out in a song. It's very raw, very gritty. I'm singing and I'm rapping. And, you know, you can hear all the imperfections in my voice. You can feel all the pain in my voice.
Right.
And, like, a lot of people loved it. Some people didn't. But it was truly authentic to myself. Like, it's true blue, purple rain. So that's my favorite song because it represents me. And then my second favorite, which is about to come out, Money Stealing, shows me more of, like, my boss energy, my money, my go-getter. Is very Texas East Coast mix. It has Lil Kiki from Houston, Texas. Don Key is on there, which I'm honored and humbled to have him. And he is also a Houston rapper. So,
that's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Now, I seen you was in the movie, right? So can you talk to the people about that?
Yeah, so this movie is called One Mic. It's featuring Fredro Starr and Sticky Fingers from the group Onyx. So the movie is really a manager. So Onyx is the manager, well, Sticky Fingers and Fredro Starr, manager of this company, and the artists are trying to compete for a $10 million record label deal. So in the movie itself, I don't do much acting. I play myself, which is so dope. So I get to play myself.
That's what's up.
I did a performance scene, which was Money to the Ceiling, and then I have another performance scene that we're supposed to be doing either the end of December or beginning of January in Miami to finish that out. So I wasn't actually in the movie with the script, but I had two performance scenes, and I made one of the top 10 artists out of them to make it to the final scene. So, yeah, it's real dope.
Right.
I'm excited about the opportunity. You know, it's very dope. So dope.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, your supporters really support you, and I respect that. You know, anytime you post, you engage with them, you're welcome. Now, having a fan base and engaging, like, audiences, say, for instance, you did a performance, how do you go about that?
You know, I tell people they ain't really about the tricks and the bells and the whistles. Like, I haven't really done that many performances, but all of them have been pretty well. I like to get dancers sometimes. If I'm doing more than one song, I like to have somebody in the background kind of keep the crowd going, make sure I have a hype man, make sure the sound is good, make sure I put good sets, make sure I look nice. But, like, it's more about, like, your energy. Like, you could stand on the stage. I've stood on the stage before with nothing in the background and just, like, acapella or
Rock
just
up.
Rap. And it doesn't matter. They just feel your energy. You have to really, like, stand behind what you say. You know, and it's almost like with battle rap, you know, you got to just be up there. You got to really be authentic to what you're saying or nobody's going to believe you. So you just have to be real and true to yourself.
I agree with you.
I
definitely agree with you. Now, how many albums and mixtapes do you have out to the date?
I'm on two mixtapes in VA. The DJ Joe Pro, he has a few of my singles on a mixtape. Only have 4 singles and 1 song coming out. I don't have an album, just 5 singles basically. So no album as of yet. Because I was independent and it was more cost effective for me to do it that way. So I did what was best for me this following year. So I did singles. So yeah, that was just what was more appropriate for me at the time.
Right. Now, with artists and battling, right, because we grew up on that era. I come from Queens, New York, so, you know, we definitely grew up
Queens
on that battle.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm talking about, right?
Let's
so,
go.
Yeah, let's go. So battling and all that stuff. So if an artist called you out, right, would you, A, battle them, or would you, like, decline, like, it ain't even worth my time? Or you think it's just, you know, the sport? Would you just do it for the sport?
It's a sport, and I tell people it's always about what is beneficial for you at the time. So it just depends, and it's very situational. It depends on who the artist is, if they got enough clout. It depends on what is bringing me more buzz or what is bringing me more bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Will it be possible for me or not? Will I put more energy in this than I will get back? You know, things like that. It just depends. Like, and I feel like if somebody called me out, I feel like any news is good news. So, like, okay, you got my name in your mouth. But
yeah,
I wouldn't suggest that on me. I've been out for 10 years. I've been marinating. So I don't think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Take that aggression out on them. You know what I mean? Spit them bars, man. Put some dents in their armor. That's what I'm about. I feel like this, you know, if you're an artist, you should be able to battle regardless of whatever. That's how I feel. You know, we from that cloth. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I can't freestyle. I can't do this.
Lyricists, like, a lot of people understand that we're actual lyricists. You can make a story with your rhymes. You can do punchlines. You know, I can do whatever. Like, I can do pop. I can do radio friendly. But a lot of people don't have that anymore where they can actually write a story or do the punchlines. Mm-hmm. More of them are just on that new wave type of thing. So, but, I mean, each his own.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, what I like about your music is you really could convey what you spitting or, you know, what you're rapping about. Now, I know we come from different, diverse places, but we all come from the hood. We all come from the same struggles. So I can tell, like, even though we got different lingos, I can understand what you're saying. You understand?
Or have I definitely idea? Understand New York. I definitely understand New York lingo. I'm from the East Coast, you know. I got a few New York head friends, so I know what y'all talking about.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Now, do you have any clothing brands, or are you branching out to anything like that in the entrepreneur thing?
I don't have any clothing brands, but I'm working on that now. My fan base, they love to write Rain Gang. Rain Gang, if you ever look, they be like, Rain Gang, I'm part of Rain Gang. So, I'm thinking, I'm really putting into play, I want to do a lipstick brand with all different shades of purple, and I also want to do hoops and hoodies because I'm from the East Coast. That's what we do. Like, we love to wear some hoops, we love to wear some hoodies. So
real
I think I'm going to branch out and call it just Hoops for Hoodies and Rain Gang Edition. Have a few hoodies with Rain Gang and a few earrings, you know, bamboo earrings and things like that. So, yeah, that's definitely in the works and in the plan for me. Definitely.
Right. So how do you feel about censorship? Because there's a lot of censorship going on, especially with music. You can't say this. You can't touch on this topic, you know, opposed to years ago. You know, you could say pretty much anything years ago. So how do you feel about that? Do you refrain from saying certain things?
Well, me personally, I'm not really – I watch what I say anyway because my children are watching me. But if I got something I got to say, I'm going to say it regardless if they censor it or not. But, you know, rap don't matter. People ain't going to listen to – they'll go right to the download it on iTunes and listen to the censored version. Don't nobody – uncensored version. Nobody care. We say, you know, we pretty much in a generation now where we say whatever. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that you can't say that's going to – like, it's more about wow factor. Now you better say something crazy or you ain't going to get no recognition. So it's like you kind of got to say something out of pocket in order to get it.
Yeah,
you definitely
got to. You definitely got to say something to catch people's ears. Oh, yeah,
you
definitely.
Telling,
yeah, Ice Spice,
you thought I was telling you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You a munch?
You got to kind of stand out. Yeah, he's a munch. You got to stand out and say something crazy. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, a lot of women are really taking the reins of their career, and I respect that. Did you have any problems far as the industry, far as, you know, like producers, like just saying men in general, anybody,
yeah,
you know, with business
tell
and stuff like that?
Man, I am not going
to
say no specifics, but yes, I see exactly what Nicki Minaj and certain things, even though I'm not a mainstream artist, I see exactly what women have to deal with when it comes to studio time and producers. You have to play around and shop around so you find something that's comfortable for you and don't allow anybody to make you feel uncomfortable. I've had a lot of issues because I am East Coast and I am a little bit more tomboyish. I am a little bit more, I wouldn't say masculine. But I'm more a leader, and I'm more, like, wise, you know. So, like, nobody can really steer me to do something I don't want to do. No one can make me look how I don't want to look, and no one can make me feel how they want me to feel. So, like, a lot of times when you come in like that, sometimes men can be intimidated by a woman that is just as confident as they are. So, like, I've had issues with men testing me with that or saying something regarding my voice or my sound or, like, my look, you know. You like girls? You like boys? Like, it don't matter.
Yeah,
like, I came here to record. Like, don't try temperature. Don't test my temperature. We're not going to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, we
know,
do.
So,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
let's
so
go down.
I've had a few knuckleheads, and I found now I'm working with some really good producers that I can just be myself. I can come in with my joggers and my slides and my tee and come in and do my thing and go. I ain't got to try to impress nobody or look a certain way, you know. I just do it, and I work better that way. My music comes out so much better when I'm comfortable. So, words of advice to women out here that's doing what I'm doing, like, man, don't ever let no one make you feel like you're less than. Don't ever let anyone pressure you to do anything because you're new to it or they claim they've been doing it for so long. You follow your gut instinct, and you do what fits for you, period.
Real
like, tough. Nothing else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely a fact. That's definitely a fact. Now, your studio regimen, do you like people sending beats to you or do you like working with the producer?
I'm working with a producer now. I have one producer I work from back home. I grew up with him and went to school with him. My first producer I worked with did a few of my songs. His name is H. Snow Beats. He's from St. Louis. He's the tour manager and manager for Jaquan and Diamond from Crime Mob Crew. And he has been doing this for 50-some years. And he makes beats according to my energy, my sound, or what I want. He did Money to the Ceiling. So, like, I'm kind of glued to him with most instrumentals.
Mm-hmm.
People will send me beats, and they could be fire, but if my energy don't align with it, I ain't going to use it. It got to be somebody I kind of, like, vibe with or know that I do music with because it's just an energy thing for me. So, yeah, I get beats from people that I've been rocking with.
That's what I'm talking about. Definitely. Now, would you do any hosting, like, far as, you know, like, say, for instance, somebody wanted to mix things done or host things? Did you ever do that?
I've done, let me see what hosting. I did a hosting. I went to Atlanta and did a hosting with a radio show down there before. I've actually been offered a few reality TV shows, possibly hosting in Atlanta that I'm thinking about doing. But, yeah, I would definitely love to host. Hosting I would definitely do. Definitely.
Right. Okay. Now, what's your new up-and-coming project that you're dropping?
Okay, Money to the Ceiling will be dropping either this week or next week. We haven't set an actual date. That's the one with Lil Kiki. So I have a single release party November 25th in Houston. I'm excited about that because this is my first event in Houston ever. Most of my events have been in Atlanta. Atlanta is where I started my music at in VA.
Right.
So, yeah, so I'm really excited because I'm trying to, like, set Texas on fire real quick. So we have a single release the 25th. So, yeah. That's
and
my upcoming project.
Also, Atlanta, Texas, right? Now, I know it's chopping school in Texas, and Atlanta has almost kind of the same sound. Is it a different sound? Like, can you differentiate the sounds? And how
I can
you incorporate it in your music?
I can differentiate the sound. Chopping School, you know,
okay.
That started with DJ School back in the day, Swisher House, out of Teeth, all them. I'm from Virginia, but, you know, I work with a lot of people from Houston on the naval base, so I got introduced to Chopping School back in 2000. 2002. They put the CD in the car, and I was like, yo, the radio broke it. Your CD broke. And they was like, girl, this ain't broken. It's caught this suit. So you gotta realize
right.
That the screw is when the voice is deepened and slowed down. Whoa, that's
right.
The screw. The chop is when they repeat it. Chop, when they repeat it over and over. You know what I'm saying? So like it's a difference. And chop and screw isn't as popular as it used to be. But if you do it right, like this song "Money to the Center," I think the way that it was done, it might bring it back a little bit. You know, so it just depends. You gotta
right.
kind of bring it to current. But I love Chopped and Screwed. I don't care what nobody say. Like, I just think it's so fire. You know, it's so Houston, it's so Texas. So I'm in
right.
Texas, might as well make a stamp.
So now the events in Texas, right? Like, how is it different from Atlanta? Like, you know, as far as parties, clubbing, you know, the food, opposed to Atlanta and other places on the East Coast?
Houston is very, like, Houston, like, for real, like, it's just a culture. Texas is Texas. They rep their own. They super Texas, you know. They very patriotic when it comes to their town. Atlanta is more of like a melting pot. When you go to Atlanta, you don't know what you're going to see, what you're going to get, but everybody's very, like, on their shit, if you get what I'm saying. So Atlanta,
right.
Music kind of started in Atlanta. Remember when Jermaine Dupri, remember in the early 2000s when everybody
yeah,
knew
so,
somebody
so
was coming
right.
from Atlanta? Yeah, everybody was coming from Atlanta. So Atlanta is just like a mecca, and as well as New York, one of the first birthplaces of hip-hop. So you got to know when you go to Atlanta, like if you're doing music, you got so many resources there to go to versus Houston. Houston has all the same as well, but Houston take care of their own, you know, so it's like, it's very patriotic, and Atlanta is more of a melting pot, and they're both just as dope, though.
Right, because the reason mm-hmm. I asked you that question, because a lot of people say a lot of artists don't stick together, you know, opposed to down south. You know, they say down south artists, they got more camaraderie than most artists up in the East Coast.
I believe
stuff of that.
Nature. I believe that wholeheartedly. If you think about it, if you look at all the artists back in the day, like Lil Flip, Chameleon Air, Bun
right.
B and Pimp C branch out into mainstream, but like Lil Kiki mm-hmm. and what's his name, Slim Thug, Paul Wall, Mike Jones, all of them,
right.
they made money in Texas. They didn't
right.
have to leave Texas. You know, other artists, I'm from VA. I had to leave VA. VA loved me, but VA ain't going to pay me or ain't going to push me like the South would. And we just going to be honest. That is the
right.
truth. Texas
now,
supports their own.
Right. Now, I know VA, you know, like the clips came from there. Were you influenced by any music from VA?
Oh, my God. Timbaland? Are you kidding me? Every beat that man has
okay.
ever made. Him and Dr. Dre, to me, are just on a pedestal when it comes. They've been doing this for so long before even people even knew they were doing it. They were doing it behind the scenes. You have
right.
Missy Elliott, Pharrell. You have The
mm-hmm.
Clips. You have Chris Brown. You have
right.
Trey Songz. These are all VA artists. You know, everybody came from Virginia. From there, you
mm-hmm.
have some really prominent artists in the industry. To me, Chris Brown is the best R&B artist out ever. He's been doing it for, what, two, three decades. Missy Elliott paid for
right.
She may not be doing music now, but her music is so influential to so many people. Timbaland,
where
a lot of people, Justin Timberlake, Pharrell Williams, and the Neptunes, like that's all the 757. The people may not see it, but they were very influential in the 90s and 2000s music. They had Aaliyah with them, Teddy Riley, Blackstreet, all of them was all affiliated with VA. Those were all grouped together. So yeah, they... Timbaland and Missy and Pharrell, my three. I love Pusha T. He's fire. He's lyrically a monster and underrated. Like, people got to hear him. He got, that boy is something else. And he's from
yeah,
Wild
he definitely got production.
So, VA definitely influenced me. I wouldn't be even half of who I was if it wasn't for them. You are a product of your environment. Everything that influences
right.
my today is from what I grew up around and saw. So definitely 757. Shout out to Two Up, Two Down in the building.
Real talk. Now, if you could do collab or feature with anybody, like anybody, who would you want to do it with and why?
Oh, my God. Chris Brown. He's my favorite artist of all time. He brought some things as well. Chris Brown, definitely. Missy not doing music no more. I would love to work with Timbaland for real behind some production. I would just love to do something very home VA. Outside of Virginia, I would love to work with another rapper, female artist. I love Glorilla. I don't care if she's new or not. That girl is on fire. Like, I respect her and love her so much because that she just started from the bottom and boom, it hit her so quick and she's so authentic to herself. She's real to herself. She's young. She's having fun. I respect like her. And Megan, I love Megan. And Cardi. Cardi.
Right.
Cardi is my favorite New York artist is Cardi. You know,
okay.
Female, so.
Now, as far as videos, and like we was talking about earlier, choreography, how do you feel, do you think it's important to have a lot of videos with your singles or your features, or how do you feel about that?
I think it's very important, and I haven't even done any yet. I'm doing one with Lil Keekit, and being an independent artist is very different from mainstream. So, like, you fund yourself. A lot of people know that you fund and pay for everything yourself. So, like, it just depends on when the timing is right, when the other artists can. But videography and image is very important. That's why I try to stay active on my social media. I try to do clips. I try to let people in on what I have going on to keep everybody still, you know, inside of myself without having the videos yet. So I'm working on Money to the Ceiling, and actually I have another song called Beat Knocking with Diamond from Crime Mob Crew. I have that song. So we're supposed to be working on that probably February or March because she's been on tour. So there's so many things that play a factor, but yes, videos are very important. So people can kind of see you and put a face to the name and put the energy to the name, and then you build a bigger fan base when people kind of can vibe or relate to you on how you move, you know. Videos are a big impact on your career in music.
Exactly. And what I like, your supporters engage with you. Like, I post something, everybody's engaging with it.
I send it to my people. I'm like, Rain Gang. I'm like, yo, Rain Gang this real quick for me. That's all I say. And they'll go, yeah, I got a good support team. It's good, you know, when you are true to yourself and you know people for real, they know you in real life, or they've worked with you and you bring good energy, they bring it back to you. You really are only as good as you are as a person, seriously.
Definitely real talk. And you definitely encompassing, and you well spoken. So,
education.
Right, exactly. So we could talk about that too, because you know, I see what you do. So you went to college. What did you do? Trade school? We're not getting super deep in your life, but you know what I mean.
Oh no, I don't mind talking about it at all because it makes me who I am today. I was a dental assistant for 7 years. After that, I was a licensed practical nurse for 6 years, and then now I've been a registered nurse for 5 years. So I'm a registered nurse. So I've been a nurse for 13 years. I'm an ER trauma nurse now. So yeah, outside of music, I have a career. So yeah, I'm a nurse.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, that's definitely what's up. Word up, real talk. So now, like we talked about clothing lines. But what's your ultimate goal and dream, if you could get it accomplished? Like,
my ultimate goal and dream is to nursing. I love being a nurse, but to like compensate and use what I do musically to take over and do it full time. But I'm nobody's fool. I know nursing is what funds my passion. Music is my passion, but music is not what I just want to do alone. I would love to host.
Okay.
I love to do events. I would love to be in the movies. I would love to have a show, radio show, podcast, anything that's interacting with the people, that deals with the culture and the vibe of hip-hop and R&B, I am all for that. You know, that makes me happy. Sitting behind a radio and behind a microphone is, like, what really makes my heart happy. You know, taking care of people, too, as well, like servicing people and nursing, that's my bread and butter. That's my income. That's my financial stability, and I love it. But it's a rough and it's hard, and music is rough and hard. Doing both, trying to balance both is tough, but I'm doing it.
Definitely.
You know? So, my ultimate goal is to let my nursing go and, like, be full-time Amy Purple Rain, you know?
Right.
That's my goal.
Now, speaking of nursing, you know, we went through this pandemic. I call it the pandemic. But
it was horrible.
How
it
did you
horrible.
See it? You know, from a nursing perspective, how did you see it? You know,
it like, was bad. I was the same way you felt okay. at first. I wasn't buying it. Okay, and I'm in the country in Huntsville. I'm in Huntsville, Texas. Right, I'm an hour outside
right.
of Houston. I was like, this is not going to affect us, but unfortunately, it hit us harder because we have the prison here. So when it came, and I was actually a charge nurse
mm-hmm.
working on a surgical floor. When the COVID came and our whole floor was COVID, we had COVID for almost a year. It never let up. We were dropping like flies. I was sick for 3 months. You know, I was out of work for 3 months with COVID. It was horrible. I saw things that I can't even describe. Like I had patients that couldn't breathe, couldn't talk. I had to call their family, cry with them, pray with them. You know, they worry about the kids. I've seen people pass away, young, old. Like it was horrible. Thankfully
right.
now we understand what it is. It has died
okay.
down and there's no treatment plan. So the COVID is like the flu now.
Right.
So, like, we had
yeah,
COVID the other day in the ER and flu in the ER. So, it's like just another
right.
another disease, but it was bad.
Right.
It was bad.
Now,
yeah.
Exactly. Now, the reason why I asked you that question, because, you know, a lot of people started careers during COVID or, you know, especially on the lockdown. Did that motivate you in a way to do more music or – how did you feel?
It motivated me to make sure I had some other source of income besides nursing. Because at the end of the day, it's scary. Some people are not going to want to go out there and take care of people that someone that could kill them. You know, that's not what people sign up for. Nurses did not sign up before to take care of genocide. We didn't sign up to go to war. When it first came, nurses were the only ones allowed to see the patients. The doctors
on the front line.
They threw us down there, and they said the CNAs weren't there, the doctors weren't there, the nurses had to assess, see them, feed them, change them, being there with them for hours.
Mm-hmm.
We were the only ones there. So we were left. You know what I'm saying? The president wasn't in there with me. The White House wasn't in there with me.
Word.
We running out supplies. You know what I'm saying? Like we was at a war. It was a war, but it was so sad because our hearts were so sad with the people. We stuck it out as best as we could. We really did.
Right.
And I'm glad it's over because that was like the worst time of being a nurse in my life. I've never in my life seen. I've seen a lot of things as a nurse. I've never seen anything like that in my life. I don't know
right.
what it was. I don't know what caused it. I don't know where it came from, but probably from hell. I don't know.
Yeah, me, I feel like it's a pandemic. I don't even want to go so deep in that, but I definitely believe it's a pandemic, and they
well,
mean
it. Definitely
but,
came from. It definitely didn't come from natural sources.
Nah, we know that because I mean,
we know that, so
you know,
that's all I'm
the variants and stuff like that. But Purple Rain, you definitely a good artist. This was an ill interview. You know what I'm saying? I want to play your song. I'm trying to, you know, get it on.
I heard it a little bit. I heard Falling For You in the background. So, yeah,
right.
I heard a little something.
Yeah. I'm about to play it in a couple of minutes. Now,
okay.
With the music, what outlets are you on? Are you on every outlet?
I am on all platforms. If you look me
okay.
up, I should be on pretty much everything. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm going to get this song played. So let's be patient because I definitely want to play the song and I definitely like the music. So I'm waiting for it to go on. So with artists, like especially artists, fans, do you have fan mail? Do you have anything of that nature? I mean, can people
not
send
fan
you?
Not fan mail, but I don't have fan
okay.
mail, but it's – Instagram is where I'm at mostly, and it's hilarious some of the things that get inboxed to me.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess because we're in the era of technology, so fan mail
mm-hmm.
ain't really so much like it was back in the 90s and 2000 with the P.O. box.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of old school.
People go straight to your inbox now. They don't care. They're shooting
you know, you got to throw a funny question in there, fan mail and all that. You know what I mean? That's kind of old school.
That's cool, though, but they be on it. They be on it. But, you know, I have been truly blessed to have some really good people that I don't know, you know, come to me
right.
about music or come to me about my page, especially women that tell me, you know, they
mm-hmm.
like my music. They like how it's different, it's refreshing, say that I don't look like nobody else, I don't sound like nobody else.
Right.
And so I'm like, you know what, let me just, you know, keep doing this, because that's the whole purpose, is to use your voice.
Originality.
Somebody, yeah. Yeah, music is more than what me said. I tell people all the time, your words are powerful. So, like, you never know somebody
right
could
on that.
Something and it could just make or break. It could make their day so much better. So,
right on that. And it see, this is the thing how I feel, right? Especially with artists. It could be male or females, right? But I feel like a female would know what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? You know, because, like, a lot of men critique women. And like, well, you got to be this way, you got to be this way. But, I mean, you know, how do you feel about them situations? Like, far as men, you know, like, you know, everybody got a podcast. Everybody got this, and they're talking on certain events. Do you think a lot of men are being truthful about what they're saying about women? Like, you know, far as what's going on the planet and vice versa, like women with men?
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
I mean, I think what it is that women at this point are just matching energy. You know, before women weren't, you know, it was more like an old name. But it's like women, it's like whatever, it's free for all. Women are matching men's energy nowadays. You know, it just
yep.
it is what it is.
Now,
that's
is it,
all I can
now
say.
Is the truth, though. Is the truth. Now, I got to agree with you on that. Because I feel like this. I feel like, you know, especially if you were married, because I'm married. But, you know, it shouldn't be a competition. You're supposed to, you know, inspire each other. You understand? Usually 9 times out of 10 nowadays,
mm-hmm.
right, a lot of egos is going on and all that stuff, especially
mm-hmm.
in the times we are in, you know, and if you're in a relationship, I feel like, you know, sometimes it may be 50-50, 30-30, you never know, you know
never
what I'm saying,
know,
you got to dug it out.
People also got to remember that music is more for so entertainment. I mean, you have your we did have our conscious rappers, you know, and I have a little bit of consciousness in mind as well. You got to think about Common and, you know, certain
right.
artists that spoke differently, you know, like even Wiz Khalifa a little bit, and then you had Kendrick Lamar, you know, you still have those
mm-hmm.
conscious, even little Wayne, when you listen to him, had some stuff, he had some messages in there, and you got to remember that. The artists out now are a lot younger. The generation is
right.
very different, very different. The upbringings are totally different from
yeah,
before.
Facts.
Like it's just so much more of what is going on and what is popular now versus what was popular before. So you have some, like a lot of people, they want to inspire and do that, but, you know, that in the world makes good look boring. So the world has changed.
Oh, that was real
world.
What you said right there. That was real.
Yeah, so, like, if you're good and if it's inspirational, it may be the best song you probably heard all year, but that's not going to be pushed because the world sees that as boring. You know, they don't want to hear no good stuff. We've been so trained to see negative is what is popping and what's popular.
Right.
So, like, the negativity and the three baby mamas and the you know,
and the drama, the you know what I mean? What,
yeah, the drama.
You can't be happy no more.
The money. That's what brings
yeah,
the money.
Right.
Look at Maury and all that. You the father. You know, everybody want to watch and see who the daddy is.
Right.
You know, everybody want to see negative stuff. So, like the news is negative, and that's what fear brings people's attention. So it's just all about kind of what the narrative that has been played out in front of our eyes. So I'm more so, I don't really like to bash nobody. I like to talk about myself.
Right.
I'm in competition with myself. So if I'm rapping
right.
about something, I'm talking about what I'm trying to do and where I'm going and what I'm going to get and how I'm going to get it. So, and I like to relate to women so women can, you know, kind of boss up and, you know, go out
right.
there and get a BAG. I'm in my BAG. So basically.
Exactly. That's what
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about. We got to get it. So we're going to get into your track. So let's get it. I'm falling. Let's go. Yeah. That's not the song. Hello?
Hello, yeah, I'm
oh
here.
Oh, my God. That's embarrassing. We're going to have to cut that out. Nah, it's dope. What the fuck? Oh. Hold on. 1 second. That's crazy. That has never ever happened to me. Wow. That's crazy.
No worries. No worries. It happens. It happens.
Yeah.
Don't cut. Don't chop nobody's head off.
Yeah, you a good sport. So this is the song. This should be the song right here. Falling for You. Isn't that the song?
Falling for You and Falling for You and Money Specific. I heard Falling
right.
for You playing earlier.
Right. Okay. Hold on. Oh, my God, man. Like, I don't know what's going on today. But, yeah, we rocking out. You know what I mean? And this is definitely a great interview. You know what I'm saying? And definitely check out Amy, Purple Rain, on all platforms. And she rocking out on Shut 'Em Down Radio. We rocking out.
Rocking
Real
out.
Talk. Yep. So now, with talent shows and stuff like that, and all these shows, because everything is virtual now. So
mm-hmm.
do you agree with most of them? Like, far as, like, people critiquing your music, like, oh, this is the best artist. And how do you feel about those situations? Do you agree with a lot of these people? Or do you think they even qualified? Like some of them?
Man, let me tell you, I used to be on Clubhouse heavy, right? That was when I first started doing
mm-hmm.
music. So I would get in a lot of the rooms, music rooms, and pay my little
right.
$20 slots, and I would get in there, and I'll play my music, man, and they would dog
mm-hmm.
drag me. They would drag me. Like,
what?
At first I used to get pissed, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And then I had to look at it. I'm like, who is this in here judging me? It's a janitor and a... And
nobody.
A bus driver and a radio personality.
Word.
And then at the end of the day, artists got to remember this. Like, what other people's opinion of your music doesn't count. It's like, does it resonate with you? As long as one person say yes and 10 say no, it don't matter. Falling for You, I got so much negative feedback from Falling for You because I have a lower
really?
Registered tone. I'm gritty. Yeah. And then the Billboard
right.
charted a year later. I'm like, huh? And, you know, I Billboard
exactly.
charted on a song I wrote myself that I basically produced myself that just had my emotions in it, you know? So, like, you can't listen to what the mayor said. Like, you know, you got to look at the greats, Anita Baker and all those people.
Right.
Toni Braxton,
right.
she came out and they told her voice was too deep. Macy Gray, and because they were different,
mm-hmm.
they ended up breaking out. Glorilla got a deeper, lower register tone. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's
right.
all about what you're bringing to the table and your energy. So you can't listen to what you can see. You got to take constructive criticism now. You can't just be not listening to everybody because some people have a valid point. They have a valid point. They might say your production need to be better or you need to have a mix and master better and things like that, or you should do
right.
this or it sounds redundant. You could listen to that. But when people trash you or don't like nothing you do and you have all this following or these people backing you up, you can't listen to everybody. Because some people just be jealous.
I agree with you.
Or they just don't understand, or they feel like a woman's supposed to have a certain sound, a certain look. So it could be something personal. So you can't take everything personally. I don't be
agreeing
with you. Unless it's on TV like American Idol or The Voice or America's Got Talent, I don't care about all these other shows. Now, Cardi B had a fire show on Netflix. What was it, Rhythm and Flow
right.
or something like that? And I love that show. That was dope. And so, yeah, like some
right.
of these shows are good, but these talent shows, some of them be mediocre.
Yeah, they
hold no weight. They don't hold no
weight. Like even with Clubhouse, right? Technically, I think that's supposed to be the first melanated platform. Am I correct? Like, you know, Forward Plus. And,
yeah, it was.
And then it turned into some other shit. I don't even know. I've been on there once, and I was like, nah, I'm good.
I'm
fucking with that shit.
It was good for networking,
mm-hmm.
though. Like, I appreciate Clubhouse. I met so many dope people, so many DJs, artists, like, I met people that work for BET. Like, I met so many dope people on Clubhouse. And it really helped. It's good for networking. Use it for what you need it for and get out of there. That's it.
Right. Exactly. Well, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to get into your song. So thanks, Amy. Thanks for being patient, you know.
Oh,
and
no,
sometimes it's technical difficulties, even though I never really go through them. But, hey, this is a special interview. You know what I mean? So. You know,
okay.
the universe is doing what it's doing. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get that on in like 1 minute. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
yeah.
now.
I got that. You got that. Okay.
Right. So now with artists, and like features. Right. How can they contact you?
I have a manager.
Instagram,
they
Twitter.
Instagram, right. Yeah, Instagram, AmyPurpleRain_33 on my my actual page. I have my manager up there. They can reach out to her. Her name is Lady D. She is from Houston, Texas. She's a Virgo like me. She's very business-oriented. She got a lot of dope things going on. She's been assisting to help me, so they can reach out to her. They can't reach out to me, but I'm going to just basically refer them to her for
right.
any type of features and things like that. So, yeah, definitely hit up.
And definitely shout out to her. She's very professional like yourself. So definitely
mm-hmm.
shout out to her. You know what I mean?
That's that Virgo. That's that Virgo
too.
In us. She a Virgo. I'm a Virgo, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm a Pisces. So
okay, I love Pisces.
Right. Facts. Yeah. Y'all too, man. We all dope, you know what I mean? In our own right. You know what I'm saying? We got to acknowledge that.
Yep.
Real talk. So it's going to be on in like 2 seconds. So we're going to debut the song Falling For You. So we're waiting for it. It's coming through. And, yeah, check us
that
out.
Check
anybody
out.
Want to talk? I see the listeners online. Don't be scared. Press on to talk. Like, come on. Like, you know what's crazy? A lot of people be scared to talk, you know, or get online. It'd be kind of crazy. But we about to get in this song in like 2 seconds. So the countdown has begun. So let's refresh this and let's get it going. We're gonna debut this song, and I'm feeling the song. So we definitely gonna get into this. You're welcome. So we're gonna get into this song right now, and it should have uploaded. And here we go, Falling For You, Amy Purple Rain. Let's go.
Falling for you. But now you're switching the band. I know what to do. When I first met you, yeah, I was falling for you.
Falling for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. But now you're switching the band. I know what to do.
Know what to do.
Yeah, so T-O-X, I see. Every time that you look at me, started off we were so cool, but you switched up so easily, and you started out persistent, but now you ain't consistent, and you claiming that I'm tripping, when I'm calling out your difference, you see, your ex I'm not her, she not me, we not we can never be free, before I compare or ever compete, I'll walk out the door on these 2 feet, boy please,
boy please, boy please,
I was falling for you, yeah, yeah. When I first met you, yeah, I was falling for you,
falling for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. But now you're switching the bands. I know what to do.
Know what to do. I'm so
when I first met you, yeah, I was falling for you,
falling for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. But now you're switching the bands. I know what to do. Every time that I look at me, instead of walking away, I just did the things that you did to me. That's karma play, that's how I play, that's reciprocity. I was one that was always there for you, so why you go and play me? Now you finding numbers in your phone, and I'm barely even home. When I pull a you on you, now you claiming that I'm wrong. It ain't no fun when the cat got a gun. Now you wanna turn, now you wanna run. It ain't no fun when the cat got a gun. Now you wanna turn, now you wanna run. When I first met you, yeah, I was falling for you,
falling for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. But now you're switching the band. I know what to do.
Know what to do.
When I first met you, yeah, I was falling for you.
Falling for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. But now you're switching the band. I know what to do.
Know what to do.
That heat
yeah.
right there. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to light off some shots for that. Yeah. Nice hook. Nice delivery, nice vocals, nice mix. We rocking with Amy Purple Rain. Any closing words?
Man, I just appreciate the opportunity. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Amy Purple Rain. Check me out on all platforms. You know, let's go.
That's what I'm talking about. And one more thing, man. I have a drop for Shut 'Em Down Radio.
Y'all know who it is. It's your girl, Amy Purple Rain. I'm here with Shut 'Em Down Radio in New York's finest, New York's hottest. Let's go.
Yeah. And anytime you debut on anything, you're always welcome to come back on the show. We appreciate you. All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. Take care. All right. Peace. Rocked out with Amy Purple Rain. We had a little technical difficulties, but this was an awesome interview. Shut 'Em Down Radio. Dirty Solo. We out.